to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh. Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, good afternoon. Gossip time. What do we got going today?
Let's see. R. Kelly is being criminally investigated in Georgia after that docuseries.
Yeah, he's in a little hot water with the authorities down there. They've actually contacted some of the women that were on the show, and apparently they're going after this guy.
Him and his team had set up a Facebook page trying to discredit these women, saying it was all lies.
Right.
So I heard they ended up putting up a sex tape of one of the women, and Facebook shut it down pretty quick.
Ooh. Yeah, one of the women, Asante McGee, was contacted after she was one of the ladies who escaped his home. So.
Yep.
This isn't over by any means
right now. And then,
this
of course,
is just drudging up a lot of stuff.
Speaking about bad people, let's see. Mario Batali, remember he was charged allegedly sexually assaulting some women?
All right.
He's just been cleared and all that. I guess there's no witnesses or evidence supporting those claims, so the cases have been dropped. The Bachelor, that was on last night with Colton, and it was 3 hours long.
3 hours of Colton.
I fell asleep like an hour and a half in.
Oh, okay.
All I remember is the sloth. This girl dressed up as a sloth, and she got out of, like, the limo. And she was going slow, and it was so annoying. Yeah, that's how she was talking.
Now, how many women does he have to choose from?
30.
30?
Oh, yes.
And
let me tell you, none of those women can get a date
in
real life.
No. They're struggling in the looks department.
Two beauty pageant queens. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they totally killed it on the whole virgin thing because, you know, Colton is a virgin.
Yeah, okay.
They had a girl come up with a cherry balloon and she popped the cherry balloon.
Oh!
Yes.
Very creative.
Yep. Another one gave him a real peach and she goes, "Do you want to taste a real Georgia peach?" Yes. Remember yesterday we found out Kendall Jenner was announced as the new face for Proactive?
Yeah, a lot of folks are saying, why would the highest paid supermodel in the world use a generic product that only costs $19.95?
Yeah, it looks like she doesn't. It was a very high-priced dermatologist that got rid of her acne.
Hold on. I've got some audio, though, from her visit to the dermatologist. Popped one. I'm not sure if that was on her back or on her face.
When's Pimple Popper coming back? Dr. Pimple Popper. That's what I want. And finally, tonight, let's see, President Trump is on tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, going to do about an 8-minute talk about funding for the border wall, which he was a big campaign promise when he ran for president. And, of course, the reason why we have the government shutdown right now.
So that's going to interrupt, I guess, Ellen DeGeneres' show.
All the big networks. You're going to have to go cable if you want to avoid that. Tonight.
And that's what I'm doing. Well, right before that, 8 o'clock is the Lindsay Lohan's new reality show, Beach Club. Yes!
Yeah, Lindsay's 32, lucky to be alive, and she's taking on the nightclub business. And, and Gina J is very, very, very
excited
to see this.
Because it's in Mykonos, and I love Mykonos, Greece.
Well, it's a beautiful place. Why wouldn't you love it?
Best place, I think. Best vacation I ever went to.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. An endorsement
it.
From Gina J.
Yes, the beaches. You would have loved it, Sharky. All the girls look like models out of magazines, and they were
I only have eyes for you, Gina.
Yeah, but those girls were topless, Shark.
Oh, hold on a second. What would happen if you went topless on the beach?
I did, actually.
Seriously.
I did. There's no photos, though, to prove that I ever did that. But more celebrity gossip. You can always get it at 96.5TIC.com.